Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Malochim. Reb Chaim Leib Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the father of Reb Shlomo Zalman, he was a Rosh Hashiva of a yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and he went to America, this is in the 1920s, to collect money for the yeshiva. They told him that the good place to go collecting in the 1920s in America, and there was a group of Yidden in America then, wasn't so posh of Yiddishkeit then, but there was actually a group of Yidden that had just come from Europe, very frum, erliche, starke, holding by Yiddishkeit, extra frum guys, and they called themselves the Malochim. That was the name of their kvutza. And they heard that Reb Chaim Leib came, they asked him, he should come give them a shmuz. So he told them azay, the following. He said, you call yourselves the Malochim. Let me ask you something, he said. Yaakov Avinu is in the yeshiva for 14 years. And after 14 years, he sees Malochim in a dream. In a chaloy. Then he's 20 years, Bebeis Lavon. After 20 years, Bebeis Lavon, he sees Malochim mamish, Rashi says. Interesting. Haledavaru. One would have thought, after 14 years, studying in yeshiva, if at all would be appropriate, you should see Malochim mamish. And after 20 years, Bebeis Lavon, after Bekoishi in a chaloy, a nightmare, why is it? It's Ibcha Mestabra. That's what he asked. So they said, "Nu vosis pshat." So he said, "You have to understand. Avada, he's 14 years in yeshiva. But where's he going? Where's he headed? To Beis Lavon. Malachim are in a chalon only. 20 years to Beis Lavon. But where's he going? He's going back to yeshiva of Aviv of Yitzchak. Malachim mamish." The Emma says, I asked someone, he said, Efshar does kufa, if you oimid in the nesioinus of the 20 years in Beis Lavan, that's a madregis kumtaich, malachim amish. Aber al tevi enu dey nesioin, l'chayra, the 14 years in yeshiva, v'al kefarat us more. Another nesioch I heard is Efshar both together, 14 years and 20 years, it's ibigish thing. B'chol even at this point, avad, it's vayishlach Yaakov, malachim mamish. Malachim mamish, mamish is Rosh Hatevis, Malochim mi mitzvahs sha'osa. This is the malochim that we're dealing with here. These are malochim. When a person does a mitzvah, that creates a malach. It's brought down from Shamshim Aspapolia. Mamish is Rosh Hatevis. Michoel Malkiel Shnandiel. That's the names of the malochim. Rosh Hatevis, Mamish. Michoel Malkiel Shnandiel. Those three shemois are gematria Ezras. 677. Those are the malochim mamish that are taka protecting. The Archaim HaKadosh says, why do we send malochim mamish? He says, why not regular shlichin? Because he didn't have a instant text messaging. So if you send malochim, malochim mamish, it could be that he sends them and he can right away get a report back from the malochim. Nowadays with technology, oichiz do azazach. But Yaakov Avinu didn't have. So the way to have that he could send the message to see what's going by Esav and also at the same time get the instant messaging, that's al yidei, malochim mamish. Now it's interesting, Esav is coming towards Yaakov. It's not poshut. And there's a shtel, the achronim shtel. Last week when Lavan is running after him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Lavan in a chaloin and tells him, don't shepherd with Yaakov. And he doesn't, or somewhat doesn't. Esav, how come Esav Hashem didn't come to a chaloin and tell him, don't shepherd? So one mahalach could be, we spoke this from the Meshech Chochma last week, the whole yecholus that the Eibishter was able to be in his gala to Lavan was only because Rachel stole the trophim. No trophim, no avoy the Zara. So then there is klita. Ruchni is like a Wi-Fi. Because there's no trophim. But by Esav, this is full of trophim, full of Avodah Zarah. There's no way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep him as gala. Or by the Emes is, it's even more than that. The parasha of Parshas Vayishlach is a message of Maisa, of a Siman Labanim, of how a Yid fearsich with Esav. The Torah, the Dairon, the Melchama, the Tefillah of Dairon Melchama, the various Hanogas. It's staged as such. Hashem didn't avoid it and tell Esav, don't go. This parasha is the Shtel of it, the Hanhoga, the Tzura of how you deal with Esav. And it's taka pachan, arba meyes ish imoy. Shemi Shmuel said he wasn't scared of the arba meyes ish. He was scared of the imoy, that they're ba'achdus. And it's a pachad, how do you deal with it? So he sends malochim mamish. Mamish is Rosh Hatevis. Mikra, Mishnah, Shas, Torah. Mamish is Rosh Hatevis. Mincha Ma'ariv Shachris. Avoida. Mamish is Rosh Hatevis, Michael Mashke Shena. That says Torah, Avoida, Gemilas Chasodim. It's all Mamish. Mamish, Mamish, Mamish. We said before, it's Malochim, Mi Mitzvahs Sha'asa. But it's also what we said now. And it's even interesting, it's more than that. You know, a person creates a Malach You have to realize, when you do a mitzvah, hal gebat, but not the right kavanas, so that's what your malach looks like. If you do a mitzvah, taka b'defarnem, with the right kavanas, and with the right hishtadlus, and with the right haravanya, the malach is kefi the haravanya, kefi the... And who did malach echavala from averis? Chodsh do the avera, not with such a gishmak. Yeah, the malach will be a little bit also nitna. I saw brought down by the Akedah state that the malach tells Avram, Ati adati kirei lekim ato. V'lechasach des vinches yichidecha mimeni. So I heard a pshad, you have to hold cup, the niggin of the posset. The niggin. Niggin is azay. The malach says, don't be worried. V'lechasach des vinches yichidecha. I, Avram Avinu, was going to think, Vos heist, I was really supposed to do the Akedah, now I'm being told not to. Maybe I didn't do it the right way. And Hashem told me to do it. Now it's a malach telling me not. So he had a dilemma. So the malach adds one word. Mimeni. Look at me. You know who I am? You know which malach I am? I'm the malach that you just created from the Akedah. Look for safarnem from the malach. Don't be worried that maybe you didn't do the mitzvah the correct way. V'loi chasachta, and you think that it's not beseder. The gress deraya is mimeni. Look for some malach he created. Malach mi mitzvah shos. Now Esav sends a message to Yaakov. He says, "Koi soyin ladoyin le Esav. Koi omar avdecha Yaakov. Koi." It says "koi" twice. Koi is Chanukah. Koi is Chanukah. Chanukah. We're going to talk about the Hemshich in the other weeks. But Chanukah, you go down lamata me'asarat tefachim into Chodesh Tevis, which is the Chodesh of Esav, to the Tzad Smoil. And if you have the koyach of koi, it says also vayifem koi v'koi. The Zohar says koi v'koi is Shema Yisrael has 25 oisias. By Shachris and by Marav, twice. Koi and Koi. By Yif and Koi, Koi. Same thing over here. Koi Soimran and Koi Amar Avdecha. You have twice Koi, you have that Koyach. And then you're able to go and be Soimran against Esav. Now it's interesting, it says Koi Soimran, the Gemara in Saita Darshan's Koi, the Flamed Gimel, there's a Sugya, the Flamed Beis already, the Perak Elun Emoran, there's a whole list in the Sechta Saita, things that are able to be said B'chol Lashayn, and either things that have to be said Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. And the Klal, a lot of times is, by certain inyan, they have to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh. The makor for it is, because it says koi. Koi. There has to be Birchas Koyinim. It's Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. Koi Savorachim. You can't say Birchas Koyinim in Shalosh. It's koi. Koi. So why here does it say koi Savorachim? It's a murder to Kazakh. Yaakov says, in love and garti, the Tariq mitzvah shamarti. And we know what it means. It means, you have to keep Dafka the Tariq mitzvahs. You're not supposed to do Bal Toysef or Bal Tigra. You have to keep Dafka Tariq. It says by Birchas Yitzchak, V'hoye kasher torid, ufarak te'ulay me'altza v'recha. Torid is one more than tariyag. You would think, fine, what's wrong if I do more? No, you do more, you might do less. Or, b'chal, you don't have to come out the time of the crowd. Bal toysev and bal tigra. So, Yaakov is sending a message, Imlovan garti. Garti is, I have tariyag. Don't be, I'm not holding by V'hoye kasher torid. Yeah, but it has to be dafka v'loshen koidesh. Because if you look at the Targum Unklas on this pasuk, Imlovan garti, what's the Targum? In Lovan Garti, the Targum says, in Lovan Doris. That's Tariyat. The Targum of Garti is Dorit. Dorit, I lived with. But there it's Dalad Reish, it's Torid. So Koi, Simon, don't say it in Targum Unklis. Koi, Beloshen Koidesh. Bidik the Grav, it's Garti, it's Tariyat. Not more and not less. In Lovan Garti. Vayira ma'oi vayetzer loy. Many of us want to talk about what's the tzvei dinim over here. Vayira and vayetzer. Rashi already says, Vayira shema yaharoi. Vayetzer loy shema yaharig acherim. That's also a pachat. Why? What's he scared about yaharig acherim? Okay, it's not about krem tezach. Yaharig acherim. There's a shayla, a certain, even if it's avol laharga, hashkem laharga, there's a shayla, let's say a soldier that had a kill from the oyev. And then he's a koyin. He wants to do birchas koyin. And koyin shirotza chazanev. It's not poshidim. But oynis he killed because he was in the matzav of milchama. But you know, it's not gishmak shem yarig acherim. But could be even more than that. It's yidua that Rivka was menabe lo me'eshkal shneichem b'yoyim echad. So we know that if Yaakov dies, it's going to be the same day Esav dies. So he's weird. He's worried about yehareg, but he's also worried about yehareg acherim. Acherim means he's going to kill Esav. If he kills Esav, that also means he's going to die. There's a nevuah that they're going to die on the same day. Another chapter there of Drash, Hashem Yaharig Acherim. Acherim is Rav Meir. He comes from Esav. He was worried if he's going to kill Esav, he's going to kill Acherim. He's going to kill Acherim, who eventually comes from Esav. The Kliyoker says a different shot. It's Vayiro Hashem Yaharoi, Vayetzer Loi, because he chapped, mistakenly, but he chapped that Yitzchak died. Because he knows that Esav originally had said, Yikruv Yimei Evel Avi, that he only wants to kill Esav after Yitzchak dies. So he says, if Esav is coming after me, it's Vayetzer, like he was Mitztayer, it must be Yitzchak is not alive. Which was not true. But that's what the mistake in Cheshbon he makes. Vayetzer, as is a Techliyakar, Vayetzer, like that he thinks that Yitzchak must have died. The Beis Halevi in the famous Shtickel, Ba'arichas, he talks about this concept. Vayira from Yaharoi, that Esav is going to kill him. Vayetzer, like even more frightening, that Esav is going to want to befriend him and come close to him and connect to him. That's a bigger tzara. Right? Hatzilenina miyad ochi. Miyad Esav. He doesn't want Esav to come as Esav. He doesn't want Achi. There's a medrash Achi. Esav had a son Achi, a real bandit. But there was his Miyad Achi means I don't want Esav to come as an enemy. And Miyad Achi, I don't want him to come as close. We don't need the kirov of Esav either. That's the year of Ayetzav. Beis Halevi's Ma'arich about it. He was scared of his neshika and he was scared of his neshika. He was scared of both. There's another pshat. What does it mean if a year of Ayetzav? That's what is Yaakov scared of? Lovan Gardi, Tariag Mitzvah Shamarti. What is he frightened about? So there's two issues that maybe Yaakov is worried about. One is, he married two Achoyes. Yaakov married two Achoyes. The Gemara Pesachim, at the end of Masechta Pesachim, says when everyone is being offered to do Koishal Brocha by the Sudas Luvyasan, everyone is Mesarev for a different reason until David says, Lina Olavarech. Yaakov, and we'll go through the whole Shaka, Atari, Ayin, Shom, Pesachim, Kufi, Tezom, and this. Yaakov's reason is, I married two Achoyes. Shasida Torah le'osra n'alai. That's his. So it's not a Pashta Nakudi. Yaakov married two sisters. Another Nakudi is that Yaakov, there was a Pagam in Kibbut Avein. He stayed away for so many years. Then, how does he say, Lovan Garti Tariag Mitzvah Shemati? What's up, Kibbut Av? Teretz says, there's Alof and Shulchan Aruch. It says, Chayiv Odom L'chabit Chomiv. Simon Reish Mem Sif Chavez. It says, Chayiv Odom L'chabit Chomiv. You have to be Mechavit Yeshveros. Ayin Shom, the Taz writes, Kosov Moiri V'chomi, the Bach, who Adin Chamoisa. The Machaber only says Chomiv, but then the Taz brings from his Shver, who we just said you have to be Machabed, Kosav Moiri V'chomi, the Bach, who Adin Chamoisa. V'chol of Yachim Machabed Yishver. So Yaakov Avinu was Machabed Kibirav, like then he was Machabed Yishver. So in love on Garti, don't say I didn't have Kibirav. I thought it wasn't by my father, but I was by the Shver. A Shver, a Shver. So in love on Garti, I kept even Kibirav. But if there's going to be something that Yaakov Avinu was worried about, it's either that the Nechud of Deza Choyos or Kibirav. This is Nirmaz in Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer. Why? Vayira is Kibbut Av. Ish Imoy Va'oviv Tira'u Vayira Lai. And Vayetzer Lai is Shtei Achoyos. Ish El Achoysa Litzror. We're learning Yivamis. Litzror is what it says by the Pasuk of Shtei Achoyos. So Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. We're learning Yivamis. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Lai. Vayira, he was worried about the Indian of Ish Imoy Va'oviv Tira'u. Vayetzer Lai. Shema, because of the Beis Achoyos. And this, the Chasam Sofer writes, Batsim is the Indian that it says when the Sari Shel Esav comes to fight with Yaakov, this is going to see later, the Medrash discusses, the Gemara in Chulin says it even, Heich Nidmaloi, what did the Sari Shel Esav look like? And it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Did it look like a Talmud Chochem? Ke Talmud Chochem Nidmaloi? Or ke Nochri Nidmaloi, like a Goy? So the Chasam Sofer. Like a Talmud Chochem is the Pshat, Batsim Yaakovinu didn't keep Kibbut Av because he stayed away so long. Which years? Not the years he was in yeshiva, because the years he was in yeshiva, he made a cheshbon of Talmud Torah. That was the cheshbon he made. Right or wrong, but that was the cheshbon. That's nidma like a Talmud Chacham, the years of yeshiva about Kibbut Av. And the other pshat is no, nidma like a nochri, that he married two sisters, which only goyim are allowed to do, yidden aren't allowed to do. That's the two pshatim that the Sari Shel Esav is chepering him, either about the Kibbut Av, which we're saying is vayiraloi, we make yeshim above a tiro, or vayetzerloi, the Indian of Beis Achoyes of Litzron. So Yaakov is a kaponim frightened. But he says, "Im yovay Esav al hamachin ha'achas v'hikahu v'hoya hamachin ha'nishar l'fleita." The Beis Halevi, we said already, says that Yaakov Avinu was scared, sigh about Esav coming as a friend and Sai as a foe, Sai as an enemy. This concept is brought out in other Svarim also. You can read Bederach Drash. Im Yovei Esav el Machane Ha'achas, if Esav comes to us and it looks like we're part of one big Machane, we're together with him, we're mingling with him, we're interacting with him. Vihi kohu. Yemels vesta bekomen klep. V'hoya ha-machane ha-nishar. But if you treat and interact with Esav such that you treat yourself as nishar, with Shirayim, we're not connected, we're left over, we're on the side. Lifleito, that is the secret of saving yourself in goals. Fakert, when you're machana achas, that's when it's no good. That's why it says, In Yad Ochim Yad Esav, there's a pasuk. It says, Shomreini ki ishoin bas oyin. Yesterday was the yahrzeit of the bas oyin, but Shomreini ki ishoin bas oyin. The pshat is, you know, every aver of the guf, it's not kishmak if it gets hit, clap, hurts, but a kiss is a good thing. But try to kiss someone's eye. The eye, it can't even be soyvel in a shika. Shomreini ki ishoin bas oyin. Protect me like an eye. I don't want to be not from the Yad Ochi and not from the Yad Esav. Loi min ishichosoi. Veloy mini shikosai, neither one. Now he has this plan. Behoya hamachana nishar lefleito. There's a shein cheshbon from the Sarsholim Ibels. Rashi says behoya hamachana nishar lefleito al korchay. For sure, the second machana will get saved. Why? Maybe Esav will come and clap the first machana. He'll split them up, and then he'll come and kill the second machana also. Fascinating enough is he doesn't do it in the end. In the end, Esav meets up with all of them together. Rochel vila de, Leah vila de, bnei ashvachos. They weren't split into two machanas. Interesting. But the plan was to split into two machanas. What's the chap that two machanas is a hasol? So there's a famous part from the Chanukah Sotar. We already mentioned the idea that there was a nevuah from Rivka, Loma Eshkal Shneichem B'yoyim Echad, that they're going to die on the same day. So Yaakov Avinu makes the cheshbon. He's going to split into two machanas. But he's in the first machanah. So even if he get, and he kept them a day apart, Amerchak of a yoin. So even if he gets killed from the first chelik of the machane, for sure the second machane will be leflaita because Esav is going to die the same day and he won't make it to get to the second machane. That's a cheshbon of the Chanukah Sotar. There's a different cheshbon from the Sarsholim Ibels. He says like this: Esav is coming with 400 people. Now we have a klal. V'rodfu mikem chamisho meya. V'rodfu. The pasuk says when Yidden are betoikvom v'rodfu mikem chamisho meya. That's a ratio of 1 to 20. That's a ratio of 1 to 20. 1 to 20, we can still overwin them. But if it's more than that, that's no good. Now, Esav is coming with 400. Yaakov make a cheshbon with Arba Noshav and Achadus Re'ilodav and him himself and Dina. There was twins and all the other ones, but let's talk about what's taking the forage. There's 17 people. 17 to 400 doesn't make the ratio of 1 to 20. They'll get shmeared. Says Yaakov, no, I'll karfai. I'll split it up into two. We'll split it up into two. So I'll do 10 and 7. Esav is going to hear that I split. He's also going to split. He's going to split. We'll be 10 against 200. 10 against 200 makes the cut. And then afterwards, then it's only 7 and 200 in the other one. Yeah, but we already survived the first group. We'll come back. Then it's 17 against the other 200. And that's the cheshbon. That's the cheshbon how it's al-korchach. It's going to be machan anishal afleitim. It's yidua that the Chofetz Chaim, who was nifter in 1933, Tof Reish Tzadi Gimel, was menadeh that there's going to be a Holocaust. He talked about it, that there's going to be a Churban. The Meshech Chochmah printed it in his Sefer in Parashat Dechukais, I had for him, Yiduim, Matikei Shmu, it's there in the Sefer. But the Chofetz Chaim also was talking about it, and he said, and he told us Talmidim, he said, V'hoya hamachana nishar lefleita. He quoted the Pasuk in this week's Haftorah in Ovadia, Perek Aleph. Well, there was only one Perek in Ovadia. And it says, U'vahar tziyon tiya pleita v'hoya kodesh. And if you do it, the Panovich Rav, we spoke about this last week, the Panovich Rav came right after the war and he's building a yeshiva. During the war already, he escaped. His whole family was killed and he's building a yeshiva. During the war, 1943, he's on a hill in Bnei Brak, in the middle of a derfel, there's nothing there. Chaznish was there and a few other Yidden, but there was nothing really going on. And he's building a yeshiva, we said last week, a vast yeshiva, a Beis Medrash, that's going to hold 100 people. They told him, well, you're dreaming. He said, yeah, but I'm not sleeping. But he said, he knows from the Chofetz Chaim, he was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. Uvahar tziyon tiya pleita v'hoya kodesh. Go to Panovich today. Only one Panovich in Bnei Brak. It says a big, big sign. Uvahar tziyon tiya pleita v'hoya kodesh. Because this was, he knew, he says, uvahar. Because they were very scared. In 1943, the Germans were in Egypt already. They were mamish. They were bombing. They bombed Tel Aviv. They were there. They thought they're coming there also. They're coming to Palestine. And he knew, no, uvahar tziyon tiya pleita v'hoya kodesh. Yaakov Avinu says, "Ki v'makli avarti esayardein va'ato ayisi l'shnei machanois." There's a medrash that's brought down in the Paneach Rosa. Others bring it that inside the makel was the shemen that he eventually put shemen on the oven. This makel was where he kept the shemen, and this shemen was the shemen that he used for learning the 14 years in Sheva Eber even at night. And this shemen is the shemen of shemen amishcha, and it's the shemen of the Beis Hamikdash, and it's the shemen of Lasid Lovay, and it's the shemen of Menorah of Chanukah, because Chanukah is the oyer of Lasid Lovay, and the shemen all likdo the shemen. Is this shemen over here in the Bimakli? There's a lot of mekoiris to this to this inyan. Now he sends a matana to Esav, and if you count out the behemoths, all the different Ezim Asayim, the Tiyashim Esrim, Rechem Asayim, the Elam Esrim, the Chulei, add them all up, 580. Gematria Soir. Soir. On Yom Kippur, we send a Soir, La Azazel, we give it to Esav, we give Esav the Soir. He's giving Esav the Soir. That's in every year he gave Esav his Soir. But he was away for 20 years, that's why he gave him Esrim Seirim. Specifically, Seirim was Esrim. He's giving him Soir, but the Sach HaKol is 580. This is the Bechina of giving Soir to Esav, and then V'Yakev Nasa Sukaisa. Later on it says, that's what happens, V'Yakev Nasa Sukaisa. Now it says when he's sending this matana, right? The doira, the toira, the tefila, the doira, the lemulchama. The doira, it says the revach tasimu bein eder bein eder. The Chafetz Chaim says you have to know a klal. You have to sometimes give shoychad to the shiltoin, to the ringolus, and sometimes the tzura, right? The doira. That's one of the things. And doira, yeah, shoychad. The revach tasimu bein eder, give it very spread out. It should look like it's very big. It should look like, you know, don't just give it in one compacted thing. It's a yisoy, the tzura of how you give the shoychad, give it in little installments, keep on shmearing the guy more and more. Don't come right away with the whole amount and he takes it and runs. No, keep on hinting and more is coming. There's a tzura how you give the doiran of shoychad. But I saw also brought down from Rav Chaim, very interesting. There was once a certain pocket, from the shulton, someone that they had to, that wanted to make a gzeira on the yidden in the times of Rav Chaim. And they knew that this guy, he doesn't take, or he takes, and then, but he looks at you, you have to be very careful. You come right away, Shoychav, say, you get in trouble even. So there's a whole chachma, how do you give it to him? And they didn't know, because someone tried to give it, and he didn't take, or he took it and looked at you, it wasn't pashut. So Rav Chaim said he has a plan. He showed up there in the middle of the summer, wearing a coat, a winter coat, the middle of the summer. So the guy says, why are you wearing a winter coat in the middle of the summer? He says, what do you mean? They said it's going to snow in the afternoon. He says, it's going to snow, it's July. He said, no, they said it's going to snow. He said, you want to bet? 10,000 ruble. I'm telling you, it's going to snow this afternoon. Comes the next day. Kiyilu Farshem, he said, it didn't snow. I owe you 10,000 ruble. He gave the guy 10,000 ruble for the bet. That was the shaykh. I had a shayla. We learned in the Sungis in Yevamis. Didn't handle the shayla. Interesting shayla. Would that coat be a problem if it's Shabbos? Hare, he's wearing it. Levisha, we spoke a lot of other cases. It's interesting, you know, the ones that we spoke a case, one of the Rosh Hashivas in Chaim Berlin, Rav Shurkin, his name was, he once came in the middle of July in the yeshiva wearing the coat. They asked him, why are you wearing the coat? He says, because they just gave us the salary for January. So I'm making a machah. I'm saying, we got the salary for January, I'm wearing a coat. It wasn't Shanis, but would it be able to be? He was wearing it, Levisha L'Shein Mechah. But this is a new one, Levisha L'Shein Shoychat. Would it be a Shaila? But that's Ladoiran. Now we said this is not a coincidence that there's a pigisha between Yaakov and Esav. Hashem staged it that we should learn, but the lashon of the pasuk is ki yifgoshcha Esav achi lemar lemi ata ulemi. Look at the words in that pasuk. It's the Rosh Hatevis Elul. Achi lemar lemi ata ulemi is Elul, because that's what Elul is about. That when you have a confrontation already with Esav, ask yourself, Lamar, Lemi Ato, Ulemi Eile. He's not the same. Miad Ochi, Miad Esav. Agansior Elul, Avada, in the confrontation, according to some of the Sforim, this confrontation happened at Elul, the Stiris in the Midrashim, exactly when the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav happens. Now he comes, and at the end he didn't make the different machalois, and it said, Achadasar Yolodov, and of course Rashi asks, Vedino Hechen Hoysa. So Rashi says she was in a Teva, so Esav shouldn't see her. What about all the other twins? All the Shvatim were born with twins. L'chayr tzarech l'asayis teivayis harbei. I'm B'derech Melitza, quoting the Rashi at the end of Bereshis, that says that if Hashem would have delayed the Mabel more, there would have been more people to save. V'hoy tzarech livnayis lehem teivayis harbei. Okay, I don't know why everyone else wasn't in a teva, but Dina was in a teva. So there's a famous shayla. How do you know Dina was in the teva? Maybe Dina was there. It says, achadasar yelodov. Maybe Dina was there, and one of the other Shvatim was in the teva. So Pashat, why should Naftali be in a teva? You know, what's the Dina? We have a Hezbo, so Esav shouldn't see it. But there's a part from the Goyin. The Goyin says that we know, Chazal say, that Binyamin, among other reasons, was Zoycha, that the Beis HaMikdash was Nivne B'chelkoi, because he wasn't Mishtachev et Esav. All the other Shvatim were Mishtachev et Esav. Had Dina been there, and a different Shevet, for whatever reason, not been there, in a box or whatever, not been there, why couldn't the Mikdash have been built in his Chelik? That's the Hechrich. That must be that Achadasar Yelodov means all Achadasar, and the only one missing is Yosef. and Dina, who doesn't have a chelik baritz, and that's the cheshbon. Vayivasu Yaakov levadoi. The Sfarim say, right, talking about Chanukah, levadoi means the bad where you make the shemen. He went back to the bad, to the Mokam Beis Abad, where you're making the Shemen, that's the original Mashiach, he's preparing that already now. Now Yaakov's name changes to Yisrael over here, and it's twice, it's a whole sugya. On one hand, it's when he fights with the Sari Shal Esav, and then later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives him the name Yaakov. And it's interesting, this far and right, Yaakov and Satan together is Gematria Yisrael. Yaakov is 182, Satan 359. Yaakov and Satan is Yisrael, 541. When Yaakov is Misgaber on Satan, that's when you get to the Madrega of Yisrael. But Yisrael also, that Rizal writes, Yisrael is the hekif of, with the hashlam of all three of us. And now we're getting to the shlemus of it, we're getting to Yisrael, because Yisrael, the Rosh HaTevis of Yisrael, is the names of all the others and all the himois. Yud is Yaakov, and Yitzchak, and Yisrael. And Sin is Sarah, Resh is Rivka, and Rachel. Aleph is Avram, Lamed is Leah. Yisrael, not more and not less, it includes and doesn't have anything extra of the names of the Rosh HaTevis, of the Shemus of the Avos, and the Shemus of the Imois, because that's what Yisrael is. Yisrael is now when we're coming to the Shlemus of what the Avos and the Imois poilus. Now there's the Melchamta Shel Yaakov and Esav, with the Sorei Shel Esav, but also then he actually meets Esav. Now it's fascinating. Esav is coming with 400 men, there's supposed to be a whole Melchama. What happened? Where Esav turns into a tatalo all of a sudden. Okay, what happened? What happened, Taka? What happened? The Mulchama that Yaakov had the entire night by Ovik Ish Imoy in Shemayim is what happened. Wars are fought not only literally physically with tanks and planes, yeah? B'charbiu v'kashti, we know what that means. Tehillim, not Tehillim. It's what poiled ois in the by Ovik Ish Imoy was made a ma'pecha. But the truth is, when he meets up with Esav, it's interesting. It says, "Vayishtachu arz sheva pa'omim ad gishtei adochiv." State in the Megal Amukas, Paniyofis brings already. There's a zayin. It brings based on the Gemara Kedushin that every time you bow down, it takes off another head. The Gemara brings there was a certain pega that came with seven heads. The Pshat Zay. Esav is a lashon of shleimus. Esav was given. Shlemus is 50, and Esav was given 7 portions of 50 of Shlemus, which is 350. But Esav is gematria 376. He got one Shem Havaya. Why? Habrocha Achas Ovi. Yaakov Avinu B'cholifim gives him one Havaya. Yitzchak gives him one Havaya. What do I mean Yitzchak gives him one Havaya? Let me explain. Yaakov, the gematria of Yaakov, is 182. That's 7 times 26. 7 Havayas. Yaakov is 7 Havayas. 182. Yosef is 6 Havayas. 156. Yaakov is 7 Havayas, 182. Yitzchok is 8 Havayas, 208. Yitzchok gave 7 Havayas to Yaakov, but he gave 1 Havaya to Esav. He added 126 to Esav. Esav is already 350, the Shlemus of Sin. And then another Havaya. Yaakov is bowing down 7 times to Esav, taking away the 7 Chalokim Rav Esav. What are you left with after that? 1 Shem Havaya. That's what's left. Vayishtachu arz sheva pa'amad gishtei ad ochiv, and then what's left is taka only, midas rachamim. That's exactly what he poils ois with his yishtachavoyas, whether you're supposed to or not, poils that ois. But during the Mochama with the Sori Shel Esav, we have the Maisa with the Gid Anoshe. There's a seer in the Midrashim when this happened. Chasam Sofer brings that this happened on Leil Tisha B'Av. And that's why the Pasuk says, Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es Gid Anoshe. The Shachal HaTorah also brings this. Other Sforim talk about it. It's a remez for Tisha B'Av. Why? Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanoshe. Es, these are al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. These are the days that Klal Yisrael don't eat. Es is Tisha Av, and also Tainus Esther, Rosh HaTevis. Gimel of Gid. Gimel Tishrei is, and also some Gedalia. Yud is Yom Kippur. Yud Tishrei and Yud Tevis. Yud Gimel. Gimel, right? We're doing like Gimel Yud is Tainus Esther, is Yud Gimel Adar, and Gimel Yud Dalet is 17. That's Shivasa B'Tamas. Al kein lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanosha of the year. These are the days of the year that b'nei Yisrael don't eat. Azay brings it. But it's more than that. This happened on Tisha B'Av. And what's more than that? How many gidim does a person have? 365 gidim, 248 Avarim, and 365 gidim. The 365 Gidin are connected to 365 days of the year. The Gid Hanoshe is connected Tisha B'Av. That's the one we don't eat. We don't eat Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to eat the other Gidin. The Gid that we don't eat, the Gid Hanoshe, is the Gid of Tisha B'Av. And this was Be'etzem a day of Chorban. The Sari Shel Esav wants to be Megaber on Yaakov because he wants to destroy that there shouldn't be a Beis HaMikdash. And it's even more than that. What does it mean, Vayigah B'Chaf Yireichai? He wants to realize that he's not going to have any more kids. Who doesn't he have yet? Binyamin. Binyamin is Beis HaMikdash. Chelkoi Shel Binyamin. He wants to stop that. And that's what happens. He's Mizgaber. And we have the Mizgabers of even Binyamin, which represents Beis HaMikdash. There's a lot more. We're going to move on. Wow, there's a whole big sugya of Shechem. Shimon and Levi want to make a milchama against Shechem. Shechem bateitze Dina, and Shechem took her, and Shechem convinces his people, let's make a whole tras, and it's brought down from Chaim Vital. The Ha'aretz hinei rachavas yodayim. Rachavas is Rosh HaTevis, brought down from the Rizal. Chaim Vital brings Rachavas is Rosh HaTevis, Rav Chanina ben Tradion. Rav Chanina ben Tradion comes from this mice of Shechem and Dina. Rab Chanina ben Tradion. Tradion is Tered Yovan. This is eventually comes to the story of Chanukah, but that's for a different time. So there was a reason why this had to happen. But Beli Kesher, that there was a reason that it had to happen. Shimon Velev, you want to make a Melchama, and they kill out the whole city of Shechem. Why do they kill the whole city of Shechem? In Rambam state, Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes Halacha Yudalit, that a Ben Noach is killed on being over any one of the seven mitzvahs Ben Noach. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Dinim. Dinim is to be a Dayan. In B'nei Noach, you don't need a Bezdin of 3 or 23 or whatever. Any Yochid could be a Dayan. So after Shechem did the Avla to Dina, any single member of the city of Shechem, Be'etzem potentially could have been the Dayan to Danim and punish him, and didn't. So he's Chayiv Misa. You're Chayiv Misa for not doing Din. Azishtein Rambam. Poshet, the Rambam says, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes Halacha Yudalit, the ganze city of Shechem was Chayiv Misa, because every single one of them was Chayiv for not doing Dinim. The Ramban, Afanort here, brings this Rambam, and he's choylik. He has a different shot. He says they were stamas day, they were a shoyim. They were chayiv misa for other reasons. Stamas day, they were a shoyim. The Arachayim is many machos, we got one or two, a few others. The Arachayim says that Shechem and Chamor themselves were chayiv misa als gezel. They were goizel dina. And Ben Noach is chayiv on gezel. Why is the rest of the city chayiv? They weren't. No, when they came to kill Shechem and Chamor, the rest of the city comes to protect them. And that's already roidif. And now they were chayiv misa als roidif. He brings another pshat. They were misayeya in the gezel. And that's a big chiddush, that there's a chiyuv misa on a ben noyach for the siyua of gezel. The Meshech Chochma has a nice pshat. He says, why were they chayiv misa the entire city of Shechem? Because they did bris mila, and a ben noyach who's not mitzvah in mila, so it comes out when he's doing a bris mila, he's doing chavola, he's pasha being choygel, he's causing dam. And a ben noyach is chayiv misa for doing chavola, even to himself. Or each one did it to the other one. I don't know if they mild each other. So they were all chayiv misa, the entire city of Shechem, for the brismila that they did ba'al switched in because they did chavola ba'atzma. Meshech Chochma. The Chedush Yerim, I saw a very interesting shot. He says, what was the chayiv misa of the Anshei Shechem? He says, Shimon and Levi, if you make the cheshem, were bar mitzvah just then. They had just become bar mitzvah. And he said, they had a bar mitzvah pshat. They said, a chiddush by their bar mitzvah pshat. What was the chiddush? The Chiddush was, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Akom Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. Shabbos is an ois, and it's an ois only for the Yidden. And therefore, if a goy keeps Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. Gemara Sanhedrin. The Chiddush of Shimon and Levi's Bar Mitzvah Shetel, says the Chiddush Yerim, is that Brismila is also an ois. And Akom Shemol, now when Akom Shemol, to Gedel Gayer, so he was Megayer, forget it, I'm Kachas, it comes a Yid. But they weren't Megayer. Akom Shemol, Chayiv Misa. That was the Chiddush, but they didn't stop saying the Drasha, Bar Mitzvah Drasha. They acted out upon it. That was Shimon Velevi's Bar Mitzvah Drasha. That Akum Shemol Chayiv Misa. That was the Chayiv Misa. There are various other pshatim, although I once heard that why was it Kedai for them to be Mal, all of them, and be Megayer? Because Shimon Velevi knew that they're going to kill out a whole city, the United Nations, and everyone is going to get a little bit excited. But if there's an Ali Yidden, get Cain and Nishton. He says, so first let's be Megayer, all of them. And then Yemels came in Tonsi, the Yidden, Bach, Nishtois, Red Yiddish. Okay. That's a different pshat. You have at the end of the parasha that Rachel is nifter. And Yaakov buries her bederech. It's a fascinating thing. Rachel and Leah. Rachel, all the years, was the wife of Yaakov, that Lechera was the one that was Ahuva. And she didn't have children till the end. In the beginning, she thought she's not going to be having children. Leah was the snua, mitzad shalom bayis, between Yaakov, but she was the aim habonim. She has Yosef Michelka. That says there's a wife, and a spouse, and a mother, right? Rachel was Lechera more the spouse. Leah was more the mother. Abel netzach tzfaket. Leah is the one that's buried with Yaakov as a zug. That's the zug. And Rachel is the mama Rachel. That when the Yidden come, right? You say the mama Leah, but we say more, the mama Rachel. The bonim come, Rachel levaka al bonel. To say, what you would have thought was looking the other way, that Rachel is more the wife of Yaakov, and Leah is more the mother of the Shvatim, in the Netzach it's fakert. That Leah is very kaka with Yaakov in Maris HaMachpelah, Rachel is separate. Now, Vayatsev Yaakov Matseva al Kvurasahi Matseves Kvuras Rachel ad Hayoin. We have Kever Rachel, we have Maris HaMachpelah, we have Kever Rachel, we have Shchem, Kever Yosef, these are things that it's inferred that Kever Shchem and Maris HaMachpelah we bought. Kever Rachel, Yaakov Pashat built it. Now the Medrash says that there was a whole process how they did it. All 11 Shvatim. Actually, all 10 Shvatim, except for Yosef and Binyamin. Binyamin wasn't born, but was a baby. And Yosef also not. But 10 of the Shvatim each put an Evan. And then Yaakov put even a bigger Evan, and it said Yaakov on the Evan. And they made a Matseva with 11 Avonim. This was the Matseva of Kvuras Rachel. The He Matseva of Kvuras Rachel, Adayim Azeh. We know that in 1967 it wasn't Pashat, if the Tzionim were going to give it back, not give it back. And various, there's different discussions to the story. I heard from Menachem Parish, but different people say it was different people. They went crying to Rabin, the general. He says, Mama Rachel, Kenish Mavata Zayin. Kenish Mavata Zayin and Mama Rachel. Now, the building we have, well, nowadays it's a fortress, but even the building from before, there's a few different shlavim when it was built. In the times of the Shlo HaKadosh in Shin Pei Beis, he poiled ois by the Pecha. That was the leader, the Muhammad the Pecha. He was the, then it was, the Shilton was the Muslims. So came the British and then the Tzion and the Mevat HaMashiach. But the Pacha Muhammad, who was the Moshe of Yerushalayim, he gave permission to the Shlach to build the building. It got destroyed. Later on, in the 1840s, Moshe Montefiore rebuilt that Pacha Siyosha, the building that used to be 20 years ago before they made the fortress. And that, but it's not Stam, it's Zu, Kev, Rochel, Ad, Etzem, Yem, Azeh. There's a certain medrash that says that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he took Avonim from the Matzeves Kfuras Rachel. But the original thing was that the medrash says there was these 10 Avonim, and then the extra Evan from it said that was Chokakol of Yaakov. I saw Pleiadik and Maisa, it's brought down in a Sefer that one of the Bali Toistus, the Rihalovon, that he was an Eretz Sholub Seif Yomov, he says that not very far from Kever Rachel was a Mokim of Koimrim. Right, it was Muslims, but the real of them were talking in the 1100s. There was Christians, and there was a church, mamish, very very close, 1 mile away, 1 mil merchak from the makam of Kever Rachel, and they were shoided the original Evan that said Yaakov, the original source Evan of the Matseva, and they took it and they built it as a cornerstone for their church, and a mitzvah happened the next day. It was backed by the Kever, pasirt, and they tried it a few times until they chapped on, which happened. He Matseves Kvuras Rachel ad. Hayoin Hazeh. Now, it's not Pasha when Rachel was Nifter, according to most Midrashim, and that's what the Minig Olam is for all the Tzedakas, is Yir Aleph Cheshvin. There's other Midrashim that it was been Pesach and Atzeres. But the Parsha, it's in this week's Parsha. He Matzeh is Rachel. Just a Nekudatim Mashlam, an interesting Zach. Look at the Marsa Machpelo. And Chevroin. There's Yur Aleph Kislev is called Purim the Chevroin. There's different cities and in the times of history that certain Orim and places made a nace that happened and they call it Purim. Yud Aleph Cheshvin is Purim de Chevron. This is a story that happened 199 years ago in Tuf Kuf Pei Beis in 1821. Also, there was a Pecha in charge of Chevron, and he told the Yidden, there was a Yiddish Kehillah in Chevron, yeah? And he told them that they have to bring in 50,000 Zehuvim or he's going to burn half of them to death and send the other half away to Golis. And they had 3 days to bring the 50,000 of them. So they daven and with some tsumu alai, shloisha yomim, shloisha leilos. The night before that they're supposed to bring the money, and they weren't clothed. It was an astronomical schum. Three yidden came to the pecha, very long white beards. We don't know who they are. Try to figure it out. And they came to the pecha and they demanded of him 50,000 zuf, and he didn't even have. He scraped together. They were very scary. He took 50. He had to even take the jewelry of his wife, and he gave it to them. And we don't know what happens. This is a tzimtzum to the previous story. The Yidden in the shul, where they daven, found a bag with 50,000 zehuvim. So they brought it to the pecha. And he read, the way they say over the story is that he chapped on what's his pasirta, and he gave them the money. They say, Nishnar and Nishgimont more, he gave them the money that he had given, that Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, if you're catching on, had taken. And Arayoyim, there's a keel in Chevron. There's Purim the Chevron from this story that happened in Tavkuf Tei Beis. Good.